Hello and welcome to the 9-part How Do I video series on Microsoft Web Matrix. You are currently watching part 8 of the series, How Do I Create a Delete Data Page in Web Matrix? In this example, we will demonstrate how to allow the users to delete the existing data from the database using the Web Matrix tool. Before we start creating the delete data page, let's have a look at the final result of part 7 of the series. The page shows a form that the user can use to modify the existing data. Now let's begin with creating a new page to delete the existing records from the database. To do this, create a new CSHTML page and name it deletemovie.cshtml. Then replace the content of this page with some heading and text. After this, enter a form tag, and within this form tag, place the code to create two submit buttons. The first submit button is used to trigger an HTTP post action, and the second one is used to redirect the page back to the movies list. Next, let's call the deletemovie.cshtml page from the datamovies.cshtml page. To do this, navigate back to the datamovies.cshtml page. Here, insert a hyperlink to navigate to the deletemovie.cshtml page. Also, add the code to find the particular record by passing the movie ID as a parameter. Next, in the Delete Movie page, let's add the code to delete the existing records. To do this, navigate back to the deletemovie.cshtml page. Here, enter the code to find out the value of the parameter ID using the request object. This code creates a local variable named ID and uses the value of the parameter ID to initialize the variable. Next, let's apply the select query to find out the details of the particular movie. Then let's call the database.open method to open the database and call the db.querySingle method to get a single record from the database. Now initialize the value of the movie name variable with the corresponding form field. Next, use the SQL delete command to delete the data from the database. After this, let's call the db.execute method to execute the delete command, and then finally call the response.redirect method to redirect the page back to the movie list screen. Now run the datamovies.cshtml page in the web browser to see the results. The delete link is displayed for each of the movies. Here, select the delete link for any of these movies. As a result, the delete a movie page opens up. Then click yes to delete the movie. As a result, the movie gets deleted from the database and the page gets redirected to the movies list screen where you can see the updated list of movies. This sample application shows how you can delete the existing records from the database by creating a delete data page. Thanks for watching this video, hope you enjoyed it, and see you next time.